Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today from the Mystical Journey Oracle, we have Inner Child. The image on the Inner Child card depicts a child reaching up to commune with a giant cosmic serpent. The snake represents a time of transformation and the readiness to finally heal the wounded child within. While the jellyfish symbolize the ability to trust your own emotions and follow your heart. This is the end of self-acceptance. This card is of self-acceptance. You're ready to embrace and acknowledge your inner child, that part of you that is still delighted by the world, the person you were before disappointment and setbacks hardened your heart and perhaps made you a little bit cynical. Probably a lot cynical in my case. Childhood heartache triggered by wounding process, and this is where you have created certain beliefs to help you cope with the life that was less than perfect. These beliefs can manifest into low self-esteem, feeling unlovable, approval-seeking behaviors, and the inability to say no. What your inner child needs is self-care and love. Approve of yourself, trust yourself, and allow yourself to fully feel every emotion without trying to suppress it. Be creative and play. Try new things, and most of all, feel safe. A healthy dialogue between you and your inner child and their adult self means you can ask for what you need without fear of anger or disapproval. And you set to maintain loving boundaries with others and give yourself permission to rest and practice self-care. Now is a good time to set boundaries with people who you feel are taking advantage of your good nature. When you choose this card, you give yourself permission to say no to something you really do not want to do, right? So when it comes to your inner child, we can be a little bit on the defensive side when it comes to relating ourselves to our inner selves, because it's like we don't want to get to know ourselves, or we want to suppress who we were before so much so that they no longer exist because of the mistakes we made. But we're not really looking at some of the fun times and all of the good things that we've done in our lives. And sometimes when we look back and we stay quite far back in ourselves, because we're constantly suppressing ourselves, we're basically holding ourselves back from our what could be our potential future, because we're suppressing parts of us because we don't want to release them, either because we have been told in the past that these parts are negative, or we've read in the media, or somebody or one of our friends have posted on social media saying this is bad for you, .. But the truth is, it's up to you to make your own decisions as to how you choose to live, despite the fact that it may cause conflict between, say, family or friends, or, if you picked someone to be your partner and nobody else approves, have you made the right choice, or have you made the wrong choice? I mean, this is entirely up to you, and not for anyone else to dictate to you how you should be or the foods you should eat. You work with what your body feels with on that particular day, right? Don't beat yourself up because you haven't achieved everything you wanted to so far in your life. It doesn't mean you're not going to, but what you do need to do in order to get there is to start thinking about the parts of you that you're trying to suppress by looking within and working with your inner child or inner self. I mean, the inner child's a label, right? Anyway, so we can relate to it, or your inner self, but work with who you are now and work with who you used to be before. Right, so this could be 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Think about a place when you were a lot younger, or recently, where you were most happy, and work with that person to help shift yourself forward. Right, so that's all for me. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.